I hope this little meeting can clear up the difficulty between us. He looked directly into Joanna's eyes as he spoke, ignoring Lev. At least he's not a male chauvinist, Joanna thought. I didn't realize until just a short time ago, Joanna said, that Foray is actually being controlled by you. Yamagata's eyes widened momentarily, then he threw his head back and laughed. Controlled by me? Whatever gave you that idea? He's using the nanotech treaty as a pretext for seizing Moonbase, yet he intends to have your people run Moonbase and continue to use nanomachines just as we are doing now. Instead of answering her, Yamagata lifted his tiny cup of sake. A toast to better understanding. Joanna clicked her cup against his, then Lev's. As if it were an afterthought, Yamagata touched his cup to Lev's also. Do I misunderstand the situation? Joanna asked after sipping the warm rice wine. It's not a question of misunderstanding, Yamagata answered, so much as comprehending the entire picture. Please enlarge my understanding, then, she said. Gladly. Moonbase is the leading center of nanotechnology development. That is true. Foray is using the nanotech treaty as a means of establishing UN control over the nations of the Earth. That is also true. As long as Moonbase continues to defy the treaty, Foray will bend every effort at his command to stop you. Joanna nodded. That much I already know. However, Yamagata raised one finger, once the UN has taken control of Moonbase, Foray will turn the operation of the base over to Yamagata Industries. I knew that, too, Joanna said. Yes, of course. Yamagata will continue to operate Moonbase just as before, but under the direction and supervision of United Nations inspectors. How will that be different from the way Moonbase is being run now? Yamagata took another sip of sake. The major difference, he said after smacking his lips, is that Yamagata Industries will stop the manufacture of clipper ships and their export to Earth. Stop building clipper ships? The market will be saturated within a few years, Yamagata said. Your diamond craft are too good. They are so reliable and durable that the need for new ones will soon decline steeply. But how will you maintain Moonbase? Joanna asked. Economically, I mean. Clipper ships are our main source of income. Yamagata hesitated a moment, then said in a lower tone, Moonbase will be maintained at a smaller size and level of activity. Downsized? To some extent. Yamagata Industries will support the scientific studies being done there, of course, and the research work in Moonbase's laboratories. But not clipper ship manufacture. Nothing that has touched nanomachines will be exported to Earth, Yamagata said firmly. Except helium-3, of course. Fuel for fusion power generators, Joanna realized. Yes. So this is nothing but a power grab after all, she said. You're using Foray to take Moonbase from us just as I thought. Not at all. I am offering Masterson Corporation a share of the greatest opportunity since the discovery of fire. A share of the fusion power industry. That's Rashid's doing, Joanna said. He has tried to interest your board of directors in fusion for many years to no avail. Now Yamagata Industries offers you a partnership in this new industry. You want to take over Masterson Corporation? A merger makes much sense. Cooperation is much to be preferred over competition. Lev spoke up. May I interrupt? Yamagata turned his head toward the Russian. If you gain control of Moonbase, why do you want to pursue a cooperative partnership with Masterson Corporation? You will have the nanotechnology to produce fusion fuel on the moon, yes? Yamagata smiled politely. Just so. But why not be generous to a defeated competitor? Masterson can market fusion systems in the Western Hemisphere, while Yamagata markets them in the Eastern Hemisphere. Scratching at his beard unconsciously, Lev replied, And when the market for clipper ships opens up again, you can resume manufacturing them despite the nanotech treaty, no? Yamagata shook his head vigorously. No, not at all. That point is clear. The forces arrayed against nanotechnology will not allow Clipper ships to be brought to Earth. Not for the foreseeable future. Lev frowned, puzzled. You must realize, Yamagata said, shifting his attention to Joanna again, that not even I can openly flout Foray and the Nanoluddites. Helium-3 they will accept. Diamond Clipper ships are too obvious a symbol of nanotechnology for them to put up with. Joanna watched the man's face as he spoke. Even though Yamagata maintained a bland mask that revealed almost nothing of his inner emotions, there was something going on inside him, she was certain. He's not telling us his real motivations. You will maintain the nanotechnology laboratories at Moonbase? She asked. Yamagata avoided her eyes. Yes, I think so. Although we will have to keep their work quiet, so that the fears of the Nanoluddites are not aroused. Including the medical research? Of course. But what good will the researchers' work be if their results can't be used on Earth? He shrugged. It is my belief that scientific research should always be encouraged. Even if the results have no practical uses? Yamagata dipped his chin slightly. Or even if the results can be used only on the moon, Joanna guessed. He seemed to freeze, like a small animal caught in the headlights of an onrushing car. Joanna saw something flicker in his eyes. Fear, perhaps? At last Yamagata replied, Yes, even if the results of the research can be used only on the moon. Suddenly understanding, Joanna asked, Mr. Yamagata, do you intend to live at Moonbase someday? Yamagata had been sitting ramrod straight. Now he sagged back on his heels noticeably. He eyed Lev carefully, then turned his gaze back to Joanna. Perhaps, he said in a near whisper. I may retire there eventually. So that you can have the benefits of nanotherapy without worrying about the reactions of the Luddites, Joanna said. It was not a question. Yamagata did not reply. What is the problem? Joanna asked softly. Cancer? Still he did not reply. He sat rigidly on his heels, eyes staring now on infinity, looking stiffly at the wall behind Joanna and Lev. It is cancer, then, Joanna said. Yamagata's earth-brown eyes focused on her at last. He sighed, then said tonelessly, If you even hint to anyone on Earth or the Moon that I am afflicted with cancer, I will have you assassinated. Joanna stared at him from across the lacquered table. Do you understand? Yamagata said. I will not tolerate any insinuations or rumors about my health. Joanna's mind was racing. He's got cancer and he needs nanotherapy. He needs Zimmerman and he can't bring him back to Earth for fear that the Nanoluddites will find out and try to assassinate them both. That's why he surrounded himself with all this security. He's already tried nanotherapy. If the fanatics learn of that...
There is no need for threats, Lev said. If you want Moonbase's nanotherapy expertise and Moonbase's nanotechnology to ferret out helium-3 for your fusion reactors, why not simply enter into a cooperative arrangement with us? Why the UN and this attempt to take Moonbase away from us?
The answer is obvious, Yamagata said, looking squarely at Joanna instead of Lev. I must be in control. Cooperation is fine, as long as I am in complete command of our cooperative efforts. That is why I must have Masterson Corporation, including Moonbase.
But if Moonbase wins its independence?
With iron in his voice, Yamagata replied, That is why I am helping Foray to assemble a peacekeeper force. Before the World Court convenes in November, Moonbase will be operated by Yamagata Industries.
Or destroyed, Lev said.
We will try to avoid that, said Yamagata. No one wants to see Moonbase destroyed.
Except the fanatics.
Yes, Yamagata agreed. They are a danger to all of us.
Then cooperate with us and stop this military confrontation, Joanna urged.
Yamagata shook his head. No, I will take Moonbase. I must take it. I cannot rest easily until Moonbase is in.